You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Tune in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and I have my co-host here. I've got Will Turbitt from The Man of Truth.
What's going on, guys?
And I have Kyler Davenport from the Kyler Davenport Show.
Hello.
Yeah, there we go. I get you saying that. So, and this is, okay, this is a Monday. This is great. I love starting off the week with such wonderful material. I actually had a few things that I want to get into today, but we're not going to get the time to do that because we have a very special returning guest today. Will, can you guess who it is?
I have no clue. An attorney?
We have a guest that's returning.
Oh, I have no idea.
Listen, there's only five people on this planet that I know who are more targeted than I am. And this is one of the people. Again, as a returning guest on the show, we have Robin McCandles here with us yet again. Robin,
hello.
Robin, why can't you stay off of my show?
Because I can't stay out of jail.
I know Kyler is not privy to your situation. I'll break it down very quickly and for the audience. Robin McCandles is someone who has dealt with CPS with her children and grandchildren, has had her inheritance stolen from her as a black widow, basically killed her father, dealing with APS and whatnot, and stolen her inheritance. And she's had home invasions done on her. Intentional car wrecks, the works, everything that you can imagine. And in between all these time periods, we have the police arresting her for no reason whatsoever. Well, that can be seen on paper. So, just to catch you up there, Kyler, you think you got the picture?
Yeah, I got the picture.
All right. So, tell
the
us
Black
about
Widow.
This Yes.
I had a similar situation happen, so my heart goes out to Robin because we had a black widow not only steal the inheritance, but buried the body and didn't tell the family until after it was all said and done. And I got a call a month later, and I had to have the sheriff go over and confiscate all the gold and silver from this person, black widow, and I had to tell the family that my aunt was dead. So this was an evil woman. And this evil woman was my stepsister.
Oh. Wow. We're going to have to dedicate an episode to that story. Kyler, definitely remind me about that. Holy smokes. Okay. Well, Robin, you have the floor, so go ahead and tell us why you got arrested. Please.
I had a court date on the 17th of December. They've been tying me up in court on traffic. Hocus pocus.
Okay. Oh, okay. It seems like we lost Robin. Okay. Which is not unexpected because she is a person, again, who's targeted like me. She's been going through devices like crazy, too.
I guess they didn't want me to talk about that right then.
We can talk about it anyways. So go right ahead.
So on the 17th in Pueblo, Colorado, I went to court and, they were agreed to dismiss the case, and that was that. On, the next week, on the 20th, I get something in the mail, and it says that I'm to appear that day in Pueblo. For a citation to show cause why I should not forfeit my bond on that case, and there's a warrant out for my arrest for failure to appear. Well, I was there, and so was everybody else, so I'm not real sure where that came about. And so I called the clerk and told her that I just now was opening this mail, and I don't understand what it is, and I had been arrested prior to that when we had talked over this accident that I was in, and they were going to cite me for the accident, and I had to go down to the police station. When I did, they arrested me. And they gave, when I was arrested, they told me there was a warrant out of Pueblo. Well, when I went to court, I even had them look at this document and find the case. And there wasn't one. It didn't exist. So they had made it up. Well, now for this alleged citation on right to show cause why I shouldn't forfeit $1,000 bond, they were using that court date and that piece of paper and that case number. The bond was $5,000 cash only. The following day was when I was to appear on this ticket for the accident. And they vacated my court date and issued a warrant for a $2,000 cash only bond. I was picked up. I spent 5 days in jail. And, you know, of course, it was over the weekend and stuff. I was blessed and got out Christmas Eve. When I appeared before the judge, of course, there wasn't anything they could do. I was in Adams County, which is the county that I was in the accident in. And so they can't do anything about Pueblo County. So we had to post the $5,000 cash only bond, and this is makes $7,000 that we have posted to get me out of jail on a traffic ticket for Pueblo County. I appeared before the judge on the warrant out of Adams County for the accident, and we bring up that the $1,000 bond that I had to post for that, and she tells me that the bond has been forfeited already. Well, I have a screenshot of a court date on the 21st of January for my right to show cause why it should not be forfeited. And so she let me out on a PR bond. And for personal the Adams County charge. Yeah.
Personal retirement.
Yes, sir. And then 2 days after that, I get a letter that says I was to be in court in Adams County on the 20th for my right to show cause. And since I wasn't there, I forfeit my bond. I was in jail. And the letter was postmarked the 23rd. So it was sent 3 days after my alleged court date. Then 2 days later, we get a check for $1,000 from Adams County returning my bond. I'm having a little hard time keeping up with these people. But I did have court today in Pueblo. And they have dismissed the case that I'm out on $5,000 bond and 5 days in jail. And the judge didn't even show up.
Well, that just goes to show you that because you're keeping up this stuff and you're keeping up the story with our show here on RBN, they must know, and we have proven that they are surveillance in your communications. They must know that you are fighting back and you have support behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
oh, and I told you,
you
I was
going to
start billing them. I was going to start billing them for my time. And according to their pay chart, I can bill several thousand dollars an hour. And I, you know, if you take that times 5 days in jail and yada, yada, yada. So, they started returning money.
But, and that's not something that everybody can do, but you are a fraud investigator, licensed.
Yes.
And that's why you can do that.
No,
that's good.
And I'm not so sure I might not still bill them. Just because they decided to let me out at this one, I'm sure they got something else right around the corner. And what it is, V, is they're keeping me distracted to keep me away from this major lawsuit that I have over my dad.
Robin,
well,
can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Robin, did you have a public attorney is my first question. And my second question is, do you know the difference in legal and lawful?
Well, I think I'm pretty privy to the legal and lawful thing, like lawful detainment and legal detainment. Basically, I've been kidnapped. I was arrested and had to post bond on a citation in Adams County that they have yet to write me.
Did you have a public defender?
For the very first time, have had representation on this careless with injury over the accident. I have not had any attorney whatsoever up until this point.
Did you have any money to hire a forensic investigator or an accident investigator to come in on that particular case with the motor vehicle accident?
No, we haven't. I'm a certified forensic fraud investigator. And I have lots and lots and lots of evidence to the contrary of me being cited.
You and I would have a lot to talk about. I was a fraud investigator for 3 years under Governor Ann Richards' rule in Texas.
Oh, yes. It would.
I don't know if you remember my story, but my story ran all over the world. It was called Victims of Greed on ABC
yes.
News 2020. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That was my story. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes, I'm familiar. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Robin.
Yes, and I want to point out here that another reason is not just a distraction from the lawsuit, but the draining of your time and resources. When you're a targeted individual The government is going to target your money in any way, shape, or form that they can. If you find yourself, and I know someone very close to me that just went through this, who's a target individual, start speaking out and started, you know, doing all these things to show people he's targeted, and all of a sudden, as he's spending his money on this is and that, legal this and that, all of a sudden, boom, his money, his check has been garnished from an old loan, school loan, because he wasn't able to even go to school because he was so heavily targeted. So it got targeted for that, boom, out of the blue, cuts his check in half. And, you know, and then all of a sudden this fraudulent this with the bank account, fraudulent that with the bank account, and the banks can't say what's exactly going on. It's, oh, sorry, our mistake. We'll have your money back in 6 weeks. No, credit me now. That should be the thing. It's your mistake. Credit me now. And so there's a lot of things that the government will do to make sure you can't fight them. It's very corrupt. It's very underhanded, and it should be exposed. This should be common knowledge to the world, as in the tactics of these of the criminal enterprise we call a government.
Well, the government and the judicial system combined together are billions, trillions of dollars of revenue.
The key to all of this is to use their own laws and statutes and ordinances against them. Of course,
well,
you
wanted
to do that, Robin.
I wanted to issue a warrant for the judge's arrest for not being there.
Do you know, Robin, a man by the name of Edward Johnston?
I don't believe so.
I want to put you in touch with Edward Johnston to solve some of your problems. If you can get through his gibberish, he's a genius, a gibbering genius, and he's very, very hard to interpret. He talks very fast and very long and writes very long essays, and you have to be able to get through all of his thinking, processing, in order to get what you're looking for, so to speak. But I'm going to put you in touch with him through V.
Okay. That would be great. That would be great. We just keep trudging forward. You know, you were talking about exposing this. I believe the very first time I was on your show, which has been how many years ago now, that my mission was to expose, inform, and educate.
Absolutely, yes. Yes. That is the grand mission here. And again, yeah, as you said, through the years here, because you did, I believe, not only one TV episode with me, you did two, one of which we lost because of
multiple times.
Well,
I was arrested once when we were trying to do the show.
Yeah, right in the middle of a TV show recording, the police showed up at her place and arrested her. I mean, we've lost the footage for this stuff because of the hacking, but that just goes to show you how far these people are willing to go. I mean, I can't imagine Nazi Germany being like this. I mean, at least, you know, I can say that Nazi Germany had some balls. They could, you know, do something physically. But these people are just creeps and try to do everything behind doors.
Oh, like my third unit we can talk about.
Well, hold on. We got a commercial. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Yes, we are back for our short segment. And I want to say, you know, what a victory it is just to have the accusing police officer not show up to your court case, but to have a judge not show up. You know, some real dirt McGirt is going on when a judge doesn't even want to show up. I mean, I don't know.
Right before Christmas, no doubt.
Yeah, that there's just that level of corruption. There's no time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. So I want to mention here to Kyler and Will, if you do remember, she had a gun confiscated from her by police illegally. Mm-hmm. Right before the home invasion, where she got strapped down to a chair and beat up as if she were a grown man. So,
I do recall that, and it's just, it goes to highlight the fact that these people are so, like, they must love these kids and the disgusting things that they do with them, and thanks to people's brave work like you and others, V, over the decades exposing this stuff, is that's where they take these people from. They don't go steal them from rich, affluent families. They, in CPS, they're taking kids, and that's like their little gold mine right there. And they do it to the most vulnerable people. And then when you have somebody that's well-educated, well-spoken, and is able to do the due diligence going after them and what they have, and I'm not saying everybody in this group is bad, then you become a prime target, and you know, you expect to see something, you know, people coming after you, but something to this extent is extremely horrific and disgraceful.
Agreed. And so, yeah, since she's been bucking the system, now the system wants to buck her. But now this gun is gone, and Robin, you have some concerns about this gun that they stole from you.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have been just jerking us around about getting it back. The case that they said that it was related to, which was a pretty high-profile case here that I did help get dismissed because there was fraud in the warrant. It's been over a year since it's been done, dismissed, and over. And I believe that one of the officers involved is probably packing my gun. And I think that when I'm going to go see him tomorrow and explain to him that I either need to have my gun or they can write me a check for it and take and explain to him about the home invasion and me not being having protection. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. My husband already threatened him once that we were going to report it stolen to the FBI. And it was, oh, no, 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 you don't need to do that. And, yes, we have every phone call recorded with this gentleman. But
now, I'm going to want all these recordings, by the way. I might need to make a few phone calls to these people myself and ask a few questions. And every time I end up having to call someplace, people start scrambling. people start, they stutter on the phone. Sir, let me get you to the right people. Sir, hold on. No, you know, it's hot potato. I go around a circle of four or five people, and they get scared. So I think this is what I'm going to have to do, because we got to hold these people accountable. You really need to hold people accountable for your home invasion, because that would not have gone down like that if they had not stole your gun. So I think it's time for yet another lawsuit. We need to check the statute of limitations on that one, because they didn't take your full police report.
Oh, yeah, that was a joke. Well, there will be two counties involved with that, like the two involved in everything, Fremont and Pueblo.
Fremont and Pueblo. Okay, we're going to get into that when we come back from our top of the hour break here, and we'll get right into that. We'll be right back, guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
T- Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Yes, yes, we are back from station ID break. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm still your host, V. And I want to say, you know, I'm loving the show. I'm loving doing the show. a person's got to get that position of power. You know, I don't plan on doing everything on my enemy's terms. I have my grounds. I've been taking grounds since I started this game. You know, these feds want to mind my business. Minding my business is very dangerous. Very dangerous indeed. I'll tell you what, I'm not a terrorist, but you treat me like one, that's because I'm putting a fear in you. I'm not a slave, nor will I ever be a slave. I'm not somebody who's going to lay down and take anything. In fact, I'm the one that bends people over. So, this is going to get very progressive. My business It's going to be mine. I'm minding your business. And I'm going to make things hurt. I'm coming with the heat like the Human Torch. So, just for you surveillance creeps out there, Jeepers Creepers out there, and you spooks listening right now, I got it for you. I'm packing it. I got it for you. You're going to love what's in store when I start giving people voices and empowering people. You're not going to know what hits you. So, with that said, I'm going to be leaving here about 10 minutes early before the show ends. I've got a meeting with some bureaucrats here early this morning here in Poland. So, I want to say that we should be making these people accountable for everything that they do. Everything that they do. Robin, I hope you sue these people for you not being able to protect yourself during this home invasion. I really hope so. And, you know, we can go from there. There's two counties, Pueblo County and another county. Let's pick up from there.
Well, Fremont County is where the home invasion happened. When deputies arrived out there where I was living, I was beat up pretty good. I was pistol whipped. The police report makes it sound like I frigging duct taped myself up and that I was very confused and didn't know anything about anything. Well, I gave them a description of my assailant. And I described a person that if I said it would look very much like this person if you have a mugshot. And the sergeant left and went to his cruiser and then came back and said that this person was in jail. Well, I never said it was that person. I said that's what I would describe look like, number one. And number two, you're a liar. He was on the most wanted list. He's in jail now, but he wasn't in jail then. So that leads me to believe that they were covering for them. My truck and a travel trailer were stolen. There was never a bolo put out on those. They're not even listed in the sham of a police report that I got that I had to pay $80 for, mind you, as a victim. And which violates my victim's rights, according to the state of Colorado. And it says in there that I'm a hoarder. Well, I was moving, so I'm sure it looked like I was hoarding plenty. I was all packed up, and then these people came in there and dumped everything everywhere. I'm sure it looked pretty bad. But I don't think these people are trained in psychology to know if I'm a hoarder or not. And what does that have to do with me being invaded and assaulted? And robbed.
Also point out here that hoarders don't get invaded. So your hit was a political hit. Hoarders don't get invaded. I have unfortunately in my lifetime have had to live with two hoarders. Doing some very rough patches in my life, and I'm talking for a couple weeks at a time. The boxes, the garbage that forms 2 feet of floor, spider webs that cover the ceilings, the insects. I most of the time just slept on the porch when being around. Listen, nobody robs a hoarder. There's no such thing as a home invasion on a hoarder. So these people are screwing themselves with these different stories they want to make up just because they want to do defamation and try to make you look insane.
Well, then they left it. They took my phone, these people, and took two cell phones. And so I was using the surgeon's mobile phone to have my phone pinged. I finally get somebody on the phone that's pinging my phone, and he takes his phone and is leaving and tells me that I need to come down to the station to give a statement. You're at the freaking crime scene with the victim. I'm not going anywhere. By the way, they took my vehicle. How do you suggest I get there? So they say that I was not cooperative in giving a statement.
Yeah. That's total garbage. I've got to dip out. Will, you know how I end the show. I'm going to leave you to head the show from here on out. Guys, thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate you very much.
You too.
Kyler, I want to get your point, but I did want to quickly ask. I mean, this is something we discussed last time too, but do you think, like I think, that it's because you have been going not being a slave and bucking back against the system and doing your due diligence, which is the major reason that these people have been attacking you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been helping, you know, I'm not all about criminal activity, but the police don't get to break the law to catch criminals. You have to do your job and follow the law just like everybody else. And when they put me on restriction, I guess would be a good thing to say, describe it. Because when people are incarcerated, you can do video visits or visits at the jail or have phone calls. There was a period of 4 months that I was not allowed to talk to an offender in Pueblo County.
Tyler, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, I fully disagree with your statement that you cannot break the law to catch a criminal. You have to break the law to catch the big guys, the big fish. I mean, I was an agent 3 years.
I understand what you're saying. Absolutely.
We broke the law all the time. But in your case, you're not a big fish. And so they should not break the law. They should follow the statutes and follow the ordinances to the T, cross all the T's and dot the I's, and be as courteous as the FBI would, and be professional in what they do in their approach to the investigation. But in my case, I was dealing with drug lords, and I was dealing with human trafficking, as I do now on the dark web. I go after human traffickers. I have to break the law every single day. I have to break the law and commit felonies every single day to catch the big fish.
We need to chat.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so
I have three other agents with me. So
let's talk about that. First, if you could tell people what the best way for people to get in touch and potentially help you either legally or financially, that would be beneficial. So we'll reiterate that again at the end of the show. But what are any, if any, positive or negative lessons you've learned being in the system that you that you might think would be good advice or things that people should learn from the outside or people that are currently dealing with this?
I think that number one thing is they bully you and try to scare you. And you just, and I'm not saying that it's not scary and that there aren't times that I have felt like giving up. But just don't. And remember, one of the biggest things that they do is divide and conquer. And they will try to drive a wedge between you and your spouse or you and your children or you and your siblings or whoever your support group. They try to alienate whoever their target is. You just have to stand together because they're very good at the divide and conquer game. When they are making you feel and look crazy, that's the goal. It's to make you look crazy. And you just reach out to people that have been through it and don't give up.
I did a show, I think, a couple of weeks ago on the different levels of and prioritization and focus on targeted individuals, the different levels of targeted individuals. And people were very interested in the show because a lot of targeted individuals believe that they're specially targeted for some specific governmental reason that would be a conspiracy against them because of some dark agency like the dark state or the deep state. And most of this is just simply not true. And I think our audience needs to know that. We're all targeted individuals. Each and every individual person on this planet is a targeted individual in one way or another. But there are several levels and layers of targeted individuals. And the ones who are targeted, like with the CIA, that's a different type of target than someone who's got a ticket at the county seat. So I just wanted to make that very clear tonight. Hopefully the audience gets something out of it, that there are many different layers and levels of targeted individuals. And I think V wants to elaborate on that one night with me on the show. And I hope you can come back with us and be there with us when
Absolutely.
We talk about the different levels of targeted individuals. And many people also want to be TIs to get attention. And these are people that we'll also talk about that want to just get attention so they become a TI all of a sudden. Edward Johnston, if you want to write his name down. Edward
okay.
Johnston. It's J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, Edward Johnston. He will come up on Facebook as retired and disabled. His
okay.
page will be all about His page will be all about Oregon. It'll be all about lawful and legal and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, and it'll be all about legal. You can't miss it when you find it. Get in touch with him and tell him Kyler Davenport sent you. And if you get tired of listening to his gibberish and can't comprehend what he's saying, just say thank you, but no thank you. Or just tell him to calm down and slow down where you can grasp what he's trying to say. He's a genius. He's been doing this for 30 years. And he's just about on the brink of having our governor here in Oregon put in jail.
That's great.
He's very, very smart. Very smart. And he's a targeted individual from hell. He
I'm
is
sure.
on the top of the list. When you see targeted individual in the dictionary, his picture is out beside it. They have tried to kill him so many times. It's unbelievable. But I'll stop there and let our other co-host jump in.
Well, yeah, I wanted you to tell folks what the best way for people to help you out, whether financially or legally, is. And what do you think's coming up for the future of what's going on with this? Because unfortunately, at least I don't see an immediate end to sight in this. And maybe what can we do here?
Well, I'm free almost as soon as the paperwork's finalized. I'm done in Pueblo County if they decide, unless the judge comes back from his little absentee deal today and decides to issue another warrant. I will be finished in Pueblo County. In Adams County, I have a public defender who seems to, after I rattled his cage a little bit, pay attention. And I'm fighting that with everything I've got. And we'll be getting a little bit of money back from Pueblo County, so that'll be good. People can get a hold of me. Facebook, I have a page. It's Women at War. And I just started that page, and I'm going to start blogging on that page. So that's a good way. Or I'm under Robin McCandless. You can search me. But the Women at War page is probably a little bit more public-friendly. And as far as where to go from here, I'm hoping to get, now that I've freed up one county, I can get back to concentrating on the lawsuit over them killing my dad. Because that's really what this is all about. I mean, since I filed the original paperwork, which I have to redo, I've been arrested 12 times. Over nothing.
My gosh. That's unbelievable, Robin.
Oh, and they seized my storage unit. They just did this. They seized my storage unit for no reason. And they said that the units on each side of them were broke into, and they believed that I had stolen merchandise in there. So I arranged for a friend to go meet them and let them in my storage unit so they could see that I didn't have any stolen merchandise in there. And the sheriff that did this was also one of the sheriffs that was at the home invasion, was not happy that there wasn't stolen stuff in there. He won't return my call, and they have locks on my storage unit, which they never had a warrant for. So I guess I'll be the owner of storage units here pretty soon.
To me, it's sad because this is one of the overwhelming themes on this show is that the people that are in supposed positions of authority overwhelmingly fail in their duties, fail in their act, and actually do the opposite of what they were intended to do. And it takes the acts of normal, ordinary people from all walks of life to be able to take some action on this. And, you know, if we had 1,000 advocates helping our guest out here, she wouldn't be in the hot water that she is. And we really need to work on getting people to critical mass about these type of situations, because you can't let it wait till it's your child, till it's your situation. And that's part of the problem that we're encountering here. Kyler, I'd like to know your thoughts and what your take on what I'm saying right now. And
well,
it's like, we allow these people to be in authority. They destroy their jobs, and then the people aren't doing their proper duties. What say you?
I have tried to bring people together for many years now, and I'm 63 years old. And I'm a people person. I'm an organizer. I'm very analytical, very highly intellectual, and very curious. And I've tried to bring people together to do exactly what you're saying and what Robin is talking about, and that is to get a group of people together to act as a mission, a force to be reckoned with. Because like V said, when he calls, people jump. When I call, by God, people jump. I mean, the CEO all the way up to the board of directors, to all the way to the stockholders, people jump and they squirm in their pants when Kyler Davenport gets on the phone, from senior executive producer of Alternative Public Radio International from the Consumer Investigation Division. And people really jump. And if we had just 25 people training under us to do this type of thing and understand how to be an advocate, how to be an activist, and how to communicate in the proper way with these individuals in different circumstances and situations, we would be a powerful force to deal with. And I think that we should actually do a show on this and talk about it more in depth and try to recruit some intelligent people that could help us do exactly that.
I want to let you continue and let our guest get the final word here, too, before we wrap it up. But I could not agree with you more. I think collaboration is essential, and taking in people from different viewpoints is absolutely essential. And we need to do it in an open source way. I totally, totally agree with you. I think we need to do an entire show dedicated to this. And again, before the show wraps up, I want both our guests and Kyler here to reiterate where people can get in touch with these folks, because it's important to help out the people that need the help. And it's also, if you're going to help somebody, it's important to be doing the right thing, because you can exert a lot of effort doing something that's not very fruitful. And Kyler is somebody that's a very thoughtful, logical person and understands processes and best practices. So, Kyler, any final points, and what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you in the meantime until we're able to do an entire show on this?
The best thing to do with me is just to Google me. I tell everybody that. We're so big out there and so broad scoped, and I do so many things. I'm an artist. I'm a musician. I'm a poet. I'm a singer. I'm a writer. I ghostwrite. I'm a talk show host. I'm a director. Google Tyler Davenport, K-I-L-E-R, Tyler Davenport, and about 11 pages will come up on me, and you can just take your pick on where to go, or you can email me, Robin, and we can get together. I'll also come to your page, dkyler2010@gmail.com. That's D as in dog, kyler2010@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you for that comment. And Robin, please, any last words, and then again, before we wrap things up, reiterate the best way for people to get in touch with you that may have missed that earlier on.
I have a Facebook page. It's called Women at War. I also have a coordinating email address that's womenatwar2019@gmail.com. And I'm just going to keep trudging away, and I just thank you all for your help and support in getting the word out there and helping me.
That's exactly what it is. I want to thank you again, for Robin, for coming on the show. Hopefully you can come on as soon as you get another update, and then also beforehand where we can deal with some of these solutions, best practices, and networking, so we can actually really start working together for a solution. And to me, one of the biggest solutions besides actually working on these things is getting folks to critical mass. Sure, Kyler and Robin, they know all about this. Sure, the majority of our listeners are well-versed and probably well more aware of the way of the world than I am. And that's all well and good, but we need to start educating folks and getting folks to the critical mass. And the best way to do that is to take these personal stories from people that have been personally affected by the state and really get it out into the public consciousness. So that way it's not just one person dealing with things on their own. And, you know, if you don't really start to stand for things, then eventually you have to realize that you don't really believe in those things. We need to start taking a nonviolent stand for things. And I just want to say thank you to V for allowing me to co-host with him. Shout outs to V. He's under constant attack. Go to V, check him out, facebook.com/targeted individuals documentaries. His brand new documentary is out. It's very, very thought-provoking, all factual, non-debatable information there. And then also a quick plug for myself and V. We go to youtube.com/demandthetruth. I just did part one of two, an exclusive interview with V, so you can check that out there. Of course, it's the most censored video on my whole YouTube channel. So we're going to wrap things up. We're going to be back tomorrow night live with V and Kyler. Thank you so much to Robin and, of course, to V. And we'll see you folks tomorrow night. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. See you tomorrow night, folks.
Next time, Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.